welcome to One-on-One with the Professionals, and it's a Car Talk Day today with Brad Dungess and friends. How you doing today, Brad?
Very well. It's a little bit rainy out there, for August especially in Bartlesville.
Indeed. And but you know what? Your cars drive better than anybody else's in the rain, that's for sure.
Well, cars need to work in the rain, don't they?
They
It's a big time of year for cars, and with the summer ending, the usually high temperatures, now we have the rain, school's coming back in session, we have the model year end closeout. There's just a lot going on for sure in the car business right now.
Indeed. You brought some friends along
today. Oh, yeah. I've got some of our best friends from town here. I've got Maria Gus, everybody knows, from Visit Bartlesville.
Yes. Hi, everyone. And glad to be here.
Yeah, and I've got Casey Fouts from Willow Rock. Yes. Say hi, Casey.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, we want to hear all about what's been going on in your lives. And I know you have a lot going on in your life right now,
it's
Maria.
It's been busy in Bartlesville.
Yeah, a little bit.
Always busy.
Yeah. One of the big things that you may have heard about, we've had some film activity here. We had some scouts here, which was great for a big picture that uh-huh. might come to the area called Killers of the Flower Moon. But even better, we've had some production crews here for other events.
Oh, really?
We've had a crew here just right now that's working on something for the Mercantile. We have another crew coming to work on something for the Mercantile, so that's really exciting. And we've also had some smaller films, documentaries. So the film industry is great for Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and our incentive package that increased this past legislative year has really been a great draw for more people to
is
get.
Is that what's driving it, you think?
It really is. We were already competitive. We have a 35% rebate with a 2% if you use Oklahoma Music. Then the incentive package extended the sunset date. So now that means we're more attractive for something that might be long-term, like a television program that might want to do 8 seasons, and they need to know that they can receive that incentive package, you know, extended. And then we also have an extra little amount of cash that we can use as an incentive for trying to draw the big fish.
What's the deal with Bartlesville, too? Why are we able to attract these?
I think it's a great place to live. It is.
Well, that's right. That's what we talk about.
I really think that we owe a lot of it to Terrence Malick. Uh-huh. Many of you know that Terry is from the Bartlesville area, or he spent some of his youth here. His parents were here until they passed away. And he always wanted to make a film in this community. So 9 years ago, 2010, when he decided to make To the Wonder, which was a crazy experience. It's not like most movies. Terrence Malick kind of just does it. You get a outline of the script that day, and then you just go, and then he pieces it all together. But we had all these great people here, and we were great hosts. I think we worked well with them. The city made sure that they had what they needed.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, that's like
absolutely
all the great sports events we do. Mozart is a great, the reason it's sustained and for all those years with the New York Orchestra was the way we hosted the orchestra and the great welcoming.
We are warm and welcoming hosts, and we know how to roll out the red carpet for people. And so I think because of Mr. Malick, and that sort of got the ball rolling, and they said, hey, Bartlesville did it really well, and they have good response. So we're great. Guthrie is also doing a great job on those kinds of things. Oklahoma City. Tulsa is getting bigger and better with their Tulsa Office of Film, Music, Art, and Culture, and my friend Abby Curran. And so it's because I think Okies know how to be good. They have good hospitality skills.
No, that's great because that's what we talk about at the car dealership.
Exactly.
Hospitality and the great welcoming personality that we want our people to have. And
absolutely.
That is the Oklahoma thing, I think, in some ways. And another great reason to visit Bartlesville, of course, is Willow Rock. And a lot of people do. And you guys have not just Willow Rock now, but some stuff going on in town at the Frank Phillips Mansion.
So we acquired that over a year ago, and attendance has slowly been going up.
Well, you guys have been investing in it.
We've been really investing a lot of dollars, a lot of time. So right now we're still renovating the dining room, But sheetrock went up. They're starting to put things back together. So we estimate this by, you know, maybe like a month from now.
Okay.
It might be back to
normal. Time for the Christmas party, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. we have to have it ready in time for the Christmas party. That's a big event. But we're getting ready to host our last Music on the Ground series. So the very last one is going to be next Tuesday. And it's going to start at 6:30 and go to 8 o'clock. And we're really excited about that. It's sponsored by the Jane Phillips Society. They're going to be bringing ice cream. We're going to have two food trucks. It's Prairie Fire Grill. And then DJ Snow Cone is coming again. And it's going to be three different barbershop quartets.
Oh.
So two of them are coming out of Tulsa. So Tulsa Tones are coming. And another octet that's called After Hours. And then Bartlesville Blend. So some local Bartlesville people are going to be there. And I think it'll be really fun. It'll be different.
Well, it's a great event out on the lawn at the mansion.
And, it's free. Uh-huh. You know, just bring your picnic blanket and some food or grab some food there and just settle in and enjoy the night. So it's been really fun. You've attended, and it's one of our favorite things now. So
one of the best things I think about our attractions in Bartlesville is, you know, I've been to the Frank Phillips home many times, and I love it. But what I love is when they're doing things that are getting me out there for something different.
Yeah.
So I get to really experience the home the way that I remember back in the 80s going and having some concerts on the lawn. And it's very nostalgic. And, you know, I can go in the home and see the things, and I love seeing those things. But to be able to go and just sort of enjoy the space and be downtown, that really makes it a great way to get more people into the home and enjoy it.
Yeah, we're trying to promote it a little bit more as a venue. So and we've
it's a rich history, too, that still connects to Woolla Rock, too. So I mean, I think that's really important.
I mean,
too.
Even just yesterday, there was a group that came for a director's tour. So they came early, and then I went out to Woolla Rock, and then I saw them at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was like, weren't you just at the Frank Phillips home? And they're like, yeah, we wanted to just, you know, complete the story. And I thought that was just really nice. And so we've been partnering together, and it's been really great. It's for everybody, I think. Yeah. So.
Good deal. So lots of stuff going on always at Woolla Rock and in Bartlesville. And
we have even more happening. You know, it's August, so school's about to start. So I feel like things are maybe starting to slow down just a little bit. But
not quite yet.
But not quite, my sons are like, it's a week. We've got a week.
In the young lives of summer, those last few days are precious.
They matter.
They must be relished.
Absolutely, they matter. But we have had a lot of concerts that are on the schedule for this month, just like the one at the Frank Phillips home. But of course, both of the casinos have some live music happening. Heritage Theater in Dewey has some live music happening. And so those are all fun things. The Bartlesville Area History Museum has a lot of different programming happening this month. And so if you want to go get some education about history, that is a great place to go and find out what's going on. And then a lot of movies are happening. Heritage is doing movies. They have a great relationship with the Bartlesville Film Society. But then the Price Tower is also going to do a film on Friday, August 16th. They're going to show Matilda for their summer sunset movie. Mm-hmm. And that's also in partnership with the Film Society. So I think the community is trying to help these kids soak in that last bit of summer for sure. And then I want to mention this weekend and starting tonight, Joe Sears is doing a production called Hillbilly Heaven.
Right.
And it's an original production. Aunt Pearl has fallen asleep and she's seeing all these great country stars from the past, some not so countries. Yeah, I think Janis Joplin's in there too. But and they all are kind of giving her a performance review. And so that starts tonight. I think tickets are around $38 and you get a meal and a show. So that's a great deal.
Wow.
And there's just a whole host of familiar faces. Tim Hudson is going to be Johnny Cash. I think it's going to be great to watch. And he's got a great voice. He doesn't look like Johnny Cash, but he's going to pull it off. I think Alan Jentjes is playing Woody Guthrie.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is in it. She's in the chorus. And my nine-year-old, this is his theatrical debut. So I'm a little biased.
At
Heritage Theater. Yeah, so that's tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. So all kinds of opportunities to get out and enjoy in the cool, well, actually, it doesn't really matter today because it's pretty, nice pretty rainy. Yeah, rainy today. But in the air conditioning and get a meal and visit Bartlesville.com is our website. And we have links not only to these events, but to the Woola Rock events and to the Frank Phillips
Home. Everything going on in Bartlesville.
We're trying to get everything on there. Yep, absolutely.
I think that's one of the great resource to find out what's going on, or just call Maria. She's always got the full list. And great stuff going on there. And we do have some deals I want to mention going on at the dealership. I mentioned the model year in closeout, and this is really going throughout our whole dealership. We've lowered prices on everything, but we've got some stuff we really want to push. I've got some special things that we haven't always discounted a lot, but I've got three Raptors, the 2019 model year Raptors, that we're going to discount over $4,000 off during this month, model year in closeout. So that's an outstanding deal, a really great deal. Three to choose from. The great SV Sport Performance team put together this Raptor. If you haven't driven one, you need to check it out. It's a really great vehicle. I've got some other things, like a couple of 2018 Edges that we're going to take $6,000 off, a 2018 EcoSport that's $3,390 off, 2018 Escape that's $5,000 off. So big savings. Those are just a few examples. There's we have a couple of lifted trucks, an F-150 and two Tundras that have some lifts on them and bigger wheels and tires and a few other modifications. Those have great discounts on them. So we're going through virtually our whole entire inventory and repricing everything. I want to remind everybody, too, on our Lincolns and Toyotas, we can't actually lower the price below the invoice price. There are rules by those manufacturers where we can't advertise a price that's lower than invoice. We will sell our cars for less than invoice. You just need to call us and ask. You laugh, but it's true. Uh-huh. And a lot of people might assume that on Fords we can, and so there's a little more elasticity in the price. I can lower it to whatever I think the right market is. But for Toyota and Lincoln, prefer to have a little bit less bloodthirsty battle between the dealers on price, I guess, would be that. But certainly we're just as discount-oriented and want to make you a great deal on all our products. So come check it out. Ask about the specials that we have going right now. Come on down to the lot. The other thing that you can do at Dungis that you can't do really anywhere else is look at the multiple brands we have with one sales associate. So you have one person. You don't have to extricate yourself from one guy to go to next door and talk to the other dealer or look at the other product. We have Toyota and Ford and Lincoln all there together. You can deal with the same person throughout. We have the same approach in both stores. We offer the 995 oil change. Our 7100 warranty goes across both stores. So I think that's something people often overlook, that the ability just to compare the products there together, to sit down in the Camry and the Fusion or the Tundra and the F-150 and really take your time comparing them and understanding the different value propositions of every vehicle.
And it's really nice, too, because, you've started a relationship with that one person. And, you've got a little trust going on there, and you're communicating well. And then, what about that over there? That's fine. We can do that. I like that approach. That's great. Really
and
nice.
As Maria was talking about, it is about the relationships, hospitality. That's what Oklahomans expect from us when they deal with us. And that's how we treat our people. It's like coming into our home. We want to welcome you and treat you like you're a visitor at our house.
That's all it is, man. It's good old hospitality, relationships, man.
So we have all those great deals going on. Like I said, you can check them out online or give us a call. Come on down, and we'll show you those specials, some of which we can't even advertise. They're such great deals. but in addition to what I mentioned before, we've got some on our Lincolns, too. And these are really special vehicles. Some of these have been used as courtesy transportation vehicles, so they might have just a few thousand miles on them, but they're owned and maintained by us in the dealership. They're brand new vehicles and that just have a few thousand miles on them, but they're great deals. So I've got those. I've got a Lincoln MKX, two of those that you can save $10,000 off. I've got a couple of Lincoln MKCs that you can save over $7,000 off. So great deals on Lincoln, Toyota, and Ford. Our used vehicles are also priced very competitively. And as always, we're looking for to buy cars. We really need our used vehicle inventory. It is at its lowest level this year. Mm-hmm. We've been selling lots and lots of used cars, so we need inventory. There's a high demand for that now. So that works both ways. You get a great value for your trade-in or if you're just looking to sell a vehicle. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can get a great deal on a new car if that's the way you want to go.
And Lincoln provides one of the dreamiest rides you'll ever have.
Yeah, the great ride, the great service, both with Lincoln and with Toyota and Ford now. With the Ford Pass program, you get free maintenance on the vehicle for the first couple years that you own the vehicle. So you're not going to have to pay for your oil changes and all the maintenance for a couple years. So there's a lot of added value you get with the Ford, Toyota, and Lincoln product that we sell at Dungis. And I mentioned earlier the 7100 warranty. That's a nationwide powertrain warranty. Mm-hmm. Covers the hard, big stuff, the engine, and the other stuff you need protected over the up to 7 years and 100,000 miles on all new vehicles that we sell.
Very, very good. And conveniently located, of course, right there on the best side, the west side, 75. And also, people can visit you virtually with the websites, and that's becoming more and more common. But the best way to really get that new car smell is to be there in person.
You still want to touch it, I think.
Yeah, I know. I do.
We do get a lot of traffic. I'm sure you guys see that now, too, the web being a big influence.
Absolutely.
And visitors and people, and even at Willow Rock, probably need to be aware of that.
You have to make sure your website's ready to go, and mm-hmm. people are looking that way, and that's sometimes their first point of contact, and mm-hmm. for us mm-hmm. and for you guys. Sometimes people are visiting Bartlesville because they're wanting to go buy a new car.
That's true. We do get a lot of people from all over the country that come and buy cars. But they start so often on our website now, unless they have a previous business relationship with us. We get 300-500 people a day visiting our websites. And that we certainly don't have that kind of traffic on our lot. So there's a lot. That's really where all the people are and all the action is. We've got to be out there facing it. So you can get to our websites at through dungeonschoice.com. That's really just a landing page that'll then direct you to the various showrooms for Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln that we have. There's an employment page there where you can apply for a position at Dungis. You can get your trade evaluated. We're there with our we can chat with you there, text, call, send an email, or just come on down.
That is really wonderful. That is really wonderful. We've been talking about the experience, how it has changed for the better. For everyone, because it used to be, I need a car, but folks would put it off. Now it's kind of like, hey, that was a pretty good experience the last time. Let's go talk.
It's easy, the old negotiation process of buying and selling cars where, we started out at MSRP and there was a back and forth to get to what today is the internet price, right?
Yeah.
and so we've eliminated a lot of that back and forth. And, so we don't have to go through that rigmarole of making you say no three times or whatever. I don't know that was ever the best way to do it. There was a culture of negotiation in the car business for sure. But really, that's gone. The reality is today it is about your experience. The prices are fair and marked online, and it's our job to take care of you and to help you find that next car, because the hardest thing to do is find the right vehicle.
I think. Yeah, it is.
That's why there's so many people online asking questions, researching vehicles. Mm-hmm. There's lots of choices. There's choices in the product and the dealer you do business with. There's competitive price pressure. There's everything. So.
Well, the thing that's beautiful about the different dealerships that you have right there is that you have something for virtually everyone, everything from the pre-owned to the top of the line primo ride.
We're proud of that.
Nobody gets forgotten. That's the thing.
We're real proud of that, and we try to treat everybody the same. But whether you're looking for a quality used vehicle or a brand new Lincoln Navigator, we want to treat you all the same.
Very good. And once again, that's choices.
DungisChoice.com is the easiest way to get there. Or 918-333-0900. And let's go ahead and bring Maria. And I'm sorry, I lost your name. Casey.
I did find one other thing I wanted to tell everyone about. There's this really cool thing that's happening. The inaugural Midwest Regional Cricket Tournament is happening at the end of August. We are so excited to host this tournament. Bartlesville has one of the best cricket pitches in the region.
Oh,
so
definitely.
We're so excited that we have this beautiful cricket pitch at Daniels Field over there across from Lowe's, you know, where Cooper Dog Park is. Mm-hmm. And so they are having an invitational. It begins on Friday, August 30th. The opening ceremony is at 7 p.m. And then it will go until Monday, September 2nd. And it all benefits the Washington County SPCA's new building fund. So there's no cost to attend. I think the donations will come from purchases of food and T-shirts. I mean, who doesn't want a cricket T-shirt?
Like,
this is the time to get one.
And this is the first big cricket deal in Bartlesville since we built the field.
Absolutely. And so we've got people coming all the way from Dallas, Colorado. I think we have some coming from, I think it was Nebraska. I may have that wrong, but we're really excited that we're going to be able to host this, and we look forward to being able to host more of these because we have such a great pitch. We hope that we'll be able to attract some other tournaments because they're just, you know, Houston has a really good one. I think Kansas City does. And then us. So we're really happy about being able to bring this group together.
What a unique event.
Totally. And I love watching it. I've seen it a little bit on TV just because I didn't want to not, you know anything about it. And it is. It's fun to watch. And so excited for, we have so many people that are here from other countries, India being one, and that is where cricket is a very popular sport. Mm-hmm. And so I love that this is happening for our Indian American community and a way just to bring a lot of people together to experience a different cultural event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
should be fun.
Great. And tell us a little bit more about what's going on out at Willow Rock. I mean, is there anything else coming up? I know we're going to have the big and eventually we'll have Cow Thieves and Outlaws. And,
yeah, our big annual fundraiser. We just had our envelope stuffing party last night.
Okay, so I heard that I missed it. I was okay.
It's really fun. As far as stuffing envelopes are concerned.
Yeah.
Funnest you can have.
Well, most parties at Willow Rock are really fun.
The Cow Thieves and Outlaws reunion is definitely probably one of the best fundraisers to go to. It's very relaxed, very laid back. We've got artisan vendors that are coming back, some new ones, some old ones from years past. Fireworks display is always...
So you get dinner, you get music. If you haven't been to this event, you get a great art show, really, and vendors selling stuff. And, you know, it's really a lot of fun out there at Clyde Lake, you know, in a beautiful evening in early October. It's a great time.
Yeah, and Bob has promised us it's going to be the best fireworks display yet. Okay. So we're very excited about that, too.
He loves those fireworks.
It's his favorite thing.
I know.
And we've got two great bands that are coming, too. Steel Wind is coming.
Yay!
Big Grain Company is coming as
Fantastic.
And they were there last year.
Good.
That was super fun. So, yeah, we're all really excited about it, but it's coming up fast. And then right after that, 2 weeks later, we have our huge... annual art show that we do every year.
Right, so that's just a few years old now, but that has really taken off,
so
hasn't it?
This is our fifth one, and we've got eight incredible artists that are doing sold-out shows, and so it's going to be great.
This is the fifth one?
Yeah.
I've been working on them from the beginning, and I can't believe that's the fifth one.
This is
such a great art show. I'm on the committee for this one, and we have so many incredible artists coming from all over the country, but even more, we have art buyers coming from all over the country.
No, I think that's what's amazing about this event is that the way it's taken the art world and brought recognition to Willow Rock for all the art they have and their role in preserving Western art and Western heritage.
Yeah, it's really exciting to work on just because it's not like any other art show that you go to. I mean, our shows are always, they're fun for me because I get to see a bunch of different art, which I love, but this kind of is more like, all right, let's bring eight people together that really like each other.
And it's living artists. This year, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, not always, but often it is. People practicing the art and collecting the art and really involved in Western art.
Mm-hmm. And they bring their families, and then we really cater to them. So we take them to Tallgrass Prairie, we take them all over Willow Rock, all over town, so... it's really a great event. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. We have some great music scheduled for that event
as
well.
Yes, you were in charge of that.
I was, and it was great. It was fun trying to find we have a band that we've been using a lot for the day event on Saturday, and one of them just had a baby, so they're taking a break. I mean, I guess we'll let that happen. But we were able to find another really great band that's going to play. And it's beautiful because you get to go to some educational sessions and learn about the artists and how they make their work, but you also get to have a lunch and listen to some music and all of those things you can find on the Wooler Rock website to sign up for and do. It's a great time.
Yeah.
And I know another thing that I always want to mention, because it's one of our favorite things to sponsor, is the Wooler Rock Road Race every year. And the runners get out there running around at Wooler Rock, and it's a great time. And if you haven't started training yet, you still have time. To get
I
into
love that,
that
you sponsor it too, because my husband works for Dunges, and I'm not going to probably run a race, but I do get a t-shirt. So thanks for that, Brad.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, we have been involved in that race ever since the beginning and really appreciate what they do. And now that Run the Streets has taken over the race, it has just grown, and it's such a great program. And it does go to support the wonderful Run the Streets program that we have here in Bartlesville. And we'll probably have them on the radio show here between now and the event. But that's a great one, that if you are a runner, or heck, you just do the... I mean, the great thing about Wooler Rock is you get to be outside on the grounds running through the preserve, and even if you do the fun run, you know, and just walk, it's a special event, and you should go experience it if you haven't.
Sounds like a blast.
You might want to do it, Tom.
I will.
Well,
I'm only 8 weeks out of training. I'm good.
Well, like I said, you can just walk the fun run, and you'll have a blast. I mean, there's great trails out of Wooler Rock, too.
Yeah, we do. We have two hiking trails that are open. We actually have two geocaches.
Nice.
So that's been fun. I go and periodically check those and see what people have put in.
Awesome.
I mean, it's fun. It's like treasure hunting.
And unlike when I
heard about geocaches in a couple years, but they still exist.
They still exist. I used to do it in high school. Now it's it's a big thing. Yeah. So we put two out there on the trails, and it's been fun to see.
And unlike when I was a kid, you have maps and signage, and you won't get lost. I got lost on the trails one time when I was a kid. But now it's all safe. You can get out there and explore with a guided map. So.
Yes.
Well, Brad, it's great to have everybody on board today. And Maria and Casey, thank you very much for being in here today on Car Talk. And we'll do this again next week with
Brad.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. What does your auto insurance cover? Call Phoenix Insurance for a quote, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
Stay tuned. CBS News is next.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan.